Blessings to Israel presents Discerning the Times, a program committed to encouraging you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's program.
Welcome to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas. So great to be with you as always. This week, we are continuing with our discussion with guest Marcus Pierre on his testimony of renouncing Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. If you missed last week, part one, please visit our website, blessingstoisrael.com, or you can go to our YouTube channel. Just go on YouTube and search for Discerning the Times, and you'll find it there. I encourage you to go and listen to part one if you missed it. Great testimony, and you will be certainly blessed by it. So we will bring him in shortly, but before we do, I want to remind you that your eternal state is far more important than your current state. If you have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I urge you to do so today. Otherwise, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire separated from God. So please accept the payment that Jesus Christ has already made at Calvary when he shed his blood for sin, but you have to accept it. And so I again encourage you to come to Jesus Christ on today. So we're glad to welcome back again Marcus Pierre for part two of his great testimony. Marcus, thank you so much for being back with us this week.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we talked a lot last week about the idolatry that is tied to the Greek organizations, the fraternities and sororities, and the fact that this is not just something of a brotherhood or a sisterhood, but it is actually making an allegiance to false deities, demonic spirits that are tied to these organizations. So this week, I want to get us started by talking about the pledging process. You spoke in your testimony of the fact that there is bowing, there are hand signs, and there is looking up. Talk to us about what those things mean and what your thoughts are when it comes to it and in light of our Christian faith.
Yeah, so all the organizations have a pledging process, and the underground version of it is quite brutal. Actually, you essentially get beat, or paddled or whatnot. You know, might have to eat some interesting things. They may not be so tasty, put it that way. Mm-hmm. That right there, all meth is not of God. What is, you know, what's godly about getting hazed? Fear is a dominant emotion while pledging because you didn't know what to expect. You didn't know what was coming next a lot of the times. In terms of bowing, there are numerous times where we, and all the organizations during pledging, you have to bow. Bowing is showing submission. In a way, showing allegiance as well, submissiveness to a higher power in a way. And during crossing for a lot of these organizations, you have to end up bowing. That right there is showing your allegiance to that organization mm-hmm. and the entity behind that organization. Hand signs, those obviously are identifiers for those organizations, but not necessarily of God either. Hand signs have their origin in a lot of Masonic practices and rituals, which could be very exhaustive. But at the end of the day, those are not of God as well. Now, looking up, I'm sure a lot of people have seen pictures of folks and organizations, both fraternities and sororities. They're throwing up their hand signs, but they're also looking up as if in worship. Now, Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the darkness in heavenly places," heavenly. So the Bible is telling us that these demonic spirits, these beings are in the heavenlies, in the skies above us. So unbeknownst to a lot of people in these organizations, when they're looking up, if they're looking up at a diamond in the sky, or they're looking up at a scroll or whatever it may be, they are in worship. Mm-hmm. Throwing up that hand sign is an act of worship, whether they believe it or not. Looking up as if, you know, when we pray and praise and worship God, we lift up our hands and we look up as if, you know, to commune with God. And these organizations is no different. See, Satan likes to pervert the things of God. Mm-hmm. He likes to, you know, twist them. And unfortunately, a lot of times believers don't even realize it.
Right.
You know, because mm-hmm. these are discerned spiritually. And when you're in these organizations, you're deceived.
Right.
You've been compromised. You're operating in some deception now. And if for instance, there are some people going to take offense with what I just said about, you know, them being really worshiping these organizations by, you know, throwing up the hand sign or looking up, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. And you also believe people worship the letters attached to these organizations, right?
They do. They do. They get tattooed on them. And to be transparent, I have, when I was 19 years old, not so long after I had crossed, I got a tattoo of the fraternity, which, you know, one of these days I'm going to get it removed. But yes, that is an act of worship, and that is idolatry. You're elevating those letters. You're carving those letters on your body. Mm-hmm. And again, for them, it's like, this is cool. They're showing my loyalty to the organization. I love this organization. What do you love about it? What is it that you really love? Well, if you could see spiritually behind those letters, you wouldn't like what you're going to see. Because mm-hmm. you're going to see a demonic being there. But mm-hmm. again, Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. And they're in that light of deception. Our organization does so many good things. We do this and we do that. But guess what? Guess who gets the glory for it? Not Jesus. No, he doesn't get glory for that. The organization gets the glory for that. Mm-hmm. And the founders of these organizations, they venerate them. They hold shrines to them, you know, for some of them. Oh, this is our founder, whatnot. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of the founders, not all of them, but a lot of them in the Divine Nine, for the fraternities, a lot of them were Freemasons, and for the some of the sorority founders, some of them were Eastern Stars, and again, indeed, they're being worshipped essentially by members of the organization. A lot of people have gotten into fights because you've spoken bad about their organization or something like that, you know, mm-hmm. and it's very unfortunate.
It is. That is very unfortunate. And the thing about it, Marcus, as you were talking, you know, I think about how, as you said, Satan twists things. He reverses, he perverts things. And I was thinking, as you were talking about going through pledging, how you get beaten in order to get in. So you're proving your worth, right? But mm-hmm. but then think about Christianity. Do you have to get beaten in order to become a Christian? All you have to do is confess that you are a sinner and profess Jesus Christ as Lord, repent of your sins. That's all. And then we believe that you publicly get baptized to display that. But that's right. All you have to do. You don't have to take a beating. Now, what Satan does, once you become a Christian, then you're in certain locations of the world, then you start getting beaten because he doesn't want you to remain. He wants you to turn away from that. So exactly. So it's interesting. You see that reversal. And the thing, too, that I think about, how Revelation chapter number 2, it actually talks about in verse 17 where God says, and he's speaking of eternally when we receive him, and everything in the Bible is talking about how things are going to play out. But he's saying that I will give him a white stone and on the stone a new name written, which mm-hmm. no one knows except him who receives it. And then there's other scriptures in which it speaks of God giving us a mark, putting a mark on us. He's sealing us with mm-hmm. his mark. And you see Satan trying to do the same thing by putting marks on us that are not mm-hmm. of God. And we know, of course, the ultimate mark that's going to come in the tribulation is the mark of the beast, the 666.
Right.
That's right. Coming. But we see really these are precursors to that, in which Satan is trying to put a mark on human beings to claim us for himself rather than mm-hmm. allowing us to be claimed by Jesus Christ. So I find that interesting.
It is.
Talk to us also about the brotherhood, because we know that's really stressed in these Greek organizations, brotherhood and sisterhood. But mm-hmm. what is the ultimate brotherhood and sisterhood that we should be striving for as believers in Christ?
That is the brotherhood and sisterhood of in the kingdom of God. And that is the one that's going to last into eternity, because I want to read a verse here. 2 Peter 3:10-12 says, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will vanish with a mighty and thunderous roar, and the material elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and the works that are on it will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be in the meantime, in holy behavior, that is, in a pattern of daily life that sets you apart as a believer, and in godliness, displaying profound reverence toward our awesome God, while you earnestly look for and await the coming of the day of God? For on this day, the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the material elements will melt with intense heat." Now, on that day, everything on the earth, all the Greek letters, all the paraphernalia, everything is going to burn. It's not going to last. Mm-hmm. When we stand before God, it's going to be us and him. We're going to look to our left and look to our right. Not even our parents are going to be there, nor the organization. You and him. Again, we can take nothing out of this world with us. The only thing that follows us is what's done for Christ, not what's done for any of these organizations or anything else for that matter.
Right.
In other places in the Bible, in, I believe in 2 Corinthians, the Lord is going to test our works with fire. And if our works, if it stands, it comes out like pure gold, we get a reward. But if it gets burned up like the wood or hay, you know, we lose a reward. And things of, you know, that aren't, have, don't have any eternal significance, they're going to burn up. They're going to burn up. They're not going to come out as pure gold.
Right.
You see? So again, the brotherhood and sisterhood we need to be seeking is that of Christ in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Those who we you know, fellowship with and commune with on Sundays, wherever we go, wherever you gather to worship, and even those we don't know or we're talking right now, you're my brother in Christ, Brian, you know, we're going to see each other in eternity one day, you know, that's what's going to last.
Amen.
And these organizations, here's the thing. These organizations don't mention Christianity exclusively. Anyone of any faith, belief can come in these organizations. That right there is a red flag. So that means that Jesus Christ is not lifted up in these organizations as the God, the supreme deity.
Right.
You could have, you could believe anything. So guess what? It's not going to last. You know, and unless believers, other people in those organizations, unless they come to Christ, guess what? They're not going to make it to eternity. They're not going to make it to be with the Lord and with the brotherhood and sisterhood of the kingdom of God. They're going to be in the lake of fire. So that right there shows you that the brotherhood and sisterhood of these organizations is not going to last. What lasts is those believers of Lord Jesus Christ will be together in eternity with the Lord.
Yeah. These are sobering words, and you're speaking truth. You're speaking truth because you're speaking scripturally. And folks, you know, God created us with a nature. He gave a nature within us so that we have a desire to belong to a brotherhood or sisterhood. And what happens is only Christ can feel that. But what people do is they try to feel that desire outside of Christ. And that's when you start turning to secret societies and you start turning to things that are not of God. But everybody is going to turn to something. Everybody is going to worship something. But what you need to turn to and worship is Jesus Christ. And so I stress and echo what you're saying, as the eternal brotherhood and sisterhood can only be found in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And I want to share the scripture that I was thinking of a little while ago when you were talking about the tattoos that are put on the letters. And I was actually looking for Revelation 3:12, which reads, "He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name." So, folks, that is telling us right there, in eternity, we're going to have a name written on us that Jesus Christ is going to give us. But Satan is trying to pervert things in this age. He's trying to thwart the efforts of Jesus Christ to draw us to him. And so we need to be cognizant of the deceptions of the devil and turn away from these Greek organizations. So we're going to pause for a brief announcement, but don't go away. We'll be back with more with today's special guest, Marcus Pierre, on his testimony of why he renounced Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Please don't go away. You are tuned in to Discerning the Times.
You are tuned into Discerning the Times. If you believe in what we stand for, would you consider partnering with us? Our partners program is based on Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you. For a recurring donation of $12.03 per month, you can help us share the message of Discerning the Times as we await our Lord's return to Israel. For more information, please visit our website, lessonstoisrael.com, or write to us at Lessons to Israel, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's program.
Welcome back to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas, being joined today by special guest Marcus Pierre, and he is educating us on why we should not be involved in Greek fraternities and sororities. And Marcus, I must say, I'm just really enjoying what you're sharing, because we're in a time in which so often in churches today, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but you know, sort of get on my soapbox for a moment. But so often in churches, it's about emotionalism and things mm-hmm. of that nature. And I'm not saying that there's no place for being emotional. God gave us emotions for a reason. But what I really like myself, I love to learn. I love to learn things about God and learn his ways. And you're just educating us, and I'm learning so many things from you, and I'm just really enjoying what you're sharing. And again, I commend you for doing so. You mentioned about the fact that some try to paint these organizations as being Christian when they try to draw you in. But you spoke in your testimony over the fact that Bible verses are used, but not in a proper way. Can you speak to us about that, please?
Correct. So, for instance, there was a Alpha Phi Alpha. I used them as an example because I actually saw this online as part of their ritual. So in section 15 of their ritual, it talks about brought to light. All members shall say, behold, behold, as a candidate's blindfold is withdrawn, and he sees Alpha Phi Alpha, the light of the world, in large letters just above the altar. Now, we all know that Jesus is the light of the world. Mm-hmm. He says he's the light of the world. But here in the Alpha's ritual book, and it says, Alpha Phi Alpha, light, the light of the world. Hmm. Wow. See, that's right there is an invert of scripture right there, taking a part of the scripture, but twisting it for that use. Mm-hmm. And the other organizations have some as well, you know, throughout many of their rituals, but that's one that really stood out and was rather blasphemous because essentially they're saying, hey, we're the way, you know, right. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said that he is the way, the truth, and the light, mm-hmm. and that no one comes to the Father except through him. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to read a verse, Luke 11:35. It says, and it's coming out of the New Living Translation. Jesus is saying, make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. If you are filled with light with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. He says right here, make sure the light that you think you have is not actually darkness. So there are a lot of believers who think they're right with the Lord. Mm-hmm. They're okay, but they're in these organizations. They're in a covenant with them, and it's like, okay, I'm good with the Lord. No. Jesus is saying there's a false light. And a lot of these organizations throughout their rituals and many different things pertaining to those organizations, they have some reference or mention of light. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Where do they get that from? Mm-hmm. Illumination.
Right.
We could go down a big rabbit hole with that. Mm-hmm. But you see the deception right there?
Yeah, yeah.
And some believers turn their eyes away from that. Uh-huh. And it's very unfortunate because here Satan's making a mockery of the word of God through these organizations. And a lot of believers wish to not see it because they love these organizations so much.
Wow.
And it's unfortunate, but I just want to read one more verse really quick. Matthew 7:21. Jesus is saying, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day when I judge them, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many miracles in your name? And then I will declare to them publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me. You are banished from my presence, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands. Now, there are a lot of people, a lot of pastors. This is very prevalent in the Black church. A lot of pastors are in these organizations. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them might have great big ministries and, you know, doing great things. But here in Matthew 7:21, people a lot of times make this mention that this is talking about unbelievers. No. Jesus is saying that these are people who saying they will not prophesy in your name, drive out demons, and done miracles. These are members of the fivefold ministry. These are pastors, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and then apostles, you know? Wow. And Jesus is saying, depart from me. And so here's the thing. With people in these organizations, their ministries are being held back to a certain extent because you're in covenant with a false god. Your allegiance is split. Mm-hmm. And again, yeah, some deliverance may be going on in that church, but guess what? The Lord is not going to, he said, I'm not going to, my word will not return to me void. It is not the ministry doing the miracles, it is the Lord who does it. The Lord, there are people in those congregations who don't know any better, and the Lord's going to heal them because he loves them, he cares for them. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the leaders of the church are in right standing with the Lord. Mm-hmm. God is not going to leave his word without witness in the earth.
That's right.
But he's going to touch people, he's going to cast out demons. But it is not them who's doing it. And again, that does not mean they're right with the Lord. The Lord is looking for those whose allegiance is completely on Him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about miracles. It's not about the demonstrations of the Spirit in this regard. It's about the fruit of the Spirit. Are you walking right with the Lord? And a lot of people are compromised because their allegiance is split to a false god.
Wow, that's powerful. That is very powerful, because you're so right. The miracles that happen, the prophesying, the casting out of demons, is not being done by the power of that person. It's by the name right. and the power of Jesus Christ. And it's amazing that Satan, that he will use that to deceive people still, because like you said, there are those who are standing in pulpits and leading congregations every single Sunday, and people are following them. And Jesus clearly says, there are going to be some of you that I'm going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. Folks, you really need to stop and think when you hear that, because that is real and is going to happen. Jesus clearly says that is going to happen. We know the Bible is true. And again, that's very eye opening. But Marcus, to wrap things up in the final couple of minutes, you, of course, have been ministering to us for these past 2 weeks. Sort of wrap it up, if you will, in your own words, as to what did God give you about these organizations? What word did God give you to sort of wrap things up and summarize it for the listeners?
So before I made my renouncement video, I went on a 3-day fast. Mm-hmm. And on the last day of that fast, the Lord gave me this word. He said this. He said, "Time is short, and I am calling those who name me as God and Savior out of that which displeases me. You may think being in your organization is not a big deal because you go to church and praise me. Well, to me, it is a big deal, because when you join these organizations, you got into covenant with the false gods of these organizations the day you crossed those burning sands. Yes, the oath you swore was a spiritual covenant." Mm. That was the end of the word the Lord gave me for that.
Wow. And, you know, Marcus, I haven't even spoken with you about the topic specifically concerning the second coming of Christ. But I sense from what you're sharing is that we're on the verge of that happening. I don't make predictions, but people that follow our ministry know that I believe we are in that season. We are the generation, I believe, that we'll see the return of Christ. And I truly believe the time is short. We see things happening in the world today that I think are indicators pointing to the second coming of Jesus Christ, and we need to get right. There is a sifting that is going on right now, and Jesus is calling us to come out of darkness. But one last thing, we have about 2 minutes left. I do want to stress, and I'm glad you talked about pastors and church leaders, because I do know there are many who are involved in these organizations, and I've had some conversations with certain people, and they actually use that as a defense. When I challenge them about the organization, they say, "Well, I know of a lot of preachers and pastors." They'll say, "Yeah, man, this is good, because we have preachers and pastors that are in fraternities." What do you say to those people?
I say, first of all, it sounds like you're putting your preachers and your pastors on a pedestal, as if everything they do is right. They are not God. They are not the Lord. They are human just like you, and they are capable of mistakes just like you. You keep your eyes on Christ. You follow Christ, not your pastor, not your leader. Yes, you go to hear the word from them. However, you still need to discern spiritually. You can't take everything or believe everything your pastor does or says is right. You have to take everything to the Lord in prayer. Whatever you hear your pastor preach, take it to the Lord in prayer. And again, they are human just like you. They can be wrong. And again, I've pointed to Matthew 7:21-23. Hey, a lot of pastors and preachers are not going to be with the Lord in eternity. Because, hey, they have great ministries, I'm sure. But those who are not walking upright with the Lord, those whose allegiance is split, hey, again, your pastors and preachers, you honor them, but you don't worship them.
Amen.
You don't put them on the same level as the Lord. They are not the Lord. You honor them, but don't worship them. And they are capable of making mistakes as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Amen. They're learning as well. They have to seek the grace of God for themselves as well. They have to pray and seek the Lord too. Don't take your pastor's or preacher's word as that's the final authority. No, you go to the word of God, you read your word, pray, and ask the Lord to direct you, to guide you.
Amen.
That's what I'd say to that.
Amen. Great words of wisdom. excellent words of wisdom. All right, Marcus. Well, if you would share with the listeners how they can get in touch with you, share with also your book that you have authored. And I would like for you, if you would also, to close us out with a word of prayer for people who are on the fence and they're wrestling, or some just totally in rebellion and say, well, they're not renouncing, they're going to stay in there. If you would lift up a prayer for those people. But first, share with the listeners how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. I'm able to be found on Facebook and Instagram, Marcus Pierre. Instagram handle is Mr_Marcus1181. My book is Masculinity, Kingdom versus Culture. It can be found at www.marcuspierre.com. And it could be purchased there. All right. And for the word of prayer, let's go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, I ask that you pierce the heart of those listening, Father God, in these organizations, that, Lord, that they need to come out, Father God. Reveal to them, Lord, that these organizations are not of you, that you and you alone are all they need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every assignment, every hindrance of the devil against their hearts, every spirit of compromise, every foul demonic spirit trying to block them from coming to the truth. We command that you loose them in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree, Lord, that all will hear this word, Father God, who you want to hear it, Father God, and they'll come to you, Father God. They're going to renounce their affiliation with these organizations. They're going to denounce them, Father God, and they're going to come to you. Their allegiance is going to be to you 100% and to no other spirit will they serve, Lord, but the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for this time. We ask that you protect and keep us, Father God. Keep those who are going to come out of these organizations. And Lord, buffet their hearts, strengthen their heart, Lord God, that even though if they may receive backlash, Lord, again, they're not moved by the opinions of man, but Lord, that they're moved by the opinion of you and you alone. That the praise that they seek is not from men, but it is from you, Lord, and your approval, your accommodation of them, Lord, and not from others. Lord, we ask all this right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Marcus. And listeners, just one last thing I want to share. For those who may just, again, want to brush this off, I spoke to a young lady who also renounced her sorority, and she told me that she suffered from depression, anxiety, but after she denounced and came out of that sorority, she said all those things went away. And if you're out there and you're suffering through, it could be depression, anxiety, maybe financial struggle. It could be a lot of things. It might very well be because of your association with these dark spirits that you need to come out of. So we want to encourage you to do that on today. So again, Marcus, you have blessed us so greatly. I've really enjoyed having you these past 2 weeks, and we definitely want to have you back again to talk on this subject and also on your book as well. I'm very interested in learning more about that also. So I just thank you. I pray that God will continue to order your steps and keep speaking God's truth. I just love what you're doing, and I pray for his protection and blessings upon you and your family.
Amen. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here, and I thank you for the invitation.
And to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in. Please come back next week as we continue to discern the times by viewing life through the lens of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel, and to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Discerning the Times. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.
Discerning the Times is presented by Blessings to Israel.